week, For the Birds begins airing on two new stations, KBEM in Minneapolis and WOJB in Hayward, Wisconsin. Hayward has pretty much the same birds as most of the Northland, nesting thrushes, warblers and vireos, eagles and loons, and other specialties of the northern forest. Minneapolis's bird life is a bit different. They get cardinals, red-bellied woodpeckers, screech owls, and even an occasional tufted titmouse. Egrets, big white relatives of the great blue heron, are common nesters down there in the Twin Cities tropics, as are Canada geese. The population of geese down there is exploding, much the way ring-billed gulls are along Lake Superior. Ring-billed gulls beg from picnickers in Minneapolis parks, but they don't usually mooch for French fries at McDonald's. People down in the cities usually have to settle for house sparrows at fast food joints. Wisconsin and Minnesota are perfectly located. We can see the bobwhite and cardinal at the northernmost edge of their ranges, the gray jay and boreal chickadee at the southernmost edge, the American avocet and prairie falcon at the easternmost edge, and the golden-winged warbler at the westernmost edge. Bald eagles are considered endangered everywhere in the U.S. except for four states, including Wisconsin and Minnesota. We probably have the best birding anywhere in the U.S. except along the coasts. And both our states have active organizations for bird watchers. The Wisconsin Society for Ornithology, which publishes a quarterly magazine, The Passenger Pigeon, and the Minnesota Ornithologists Union, which publishes The Loon. If the over 400 species recorded in our two states seem just too much to tackle, you might take some consolation in Ogden Nash's poem, Up from the Egg, The Confessions of a Nuthatch Avoider. Birdwatchers top my honors list. I aimed to be one, but I missed. Since I'm both myopic and astigmatic, my aim turned out to be erratic, and I, bespectacled and binocular, exposed myself to comment jocular. We don't need too much bird lore, do we, to tell a flamingo from a towhee? Yet I cannot and never will unless the silly bird stands still. And there's no enlightenment in a tour of ornithological literature is yon strange creature a common chickadee or a migrant alouette from Picardy. You rush to consult your nature guide and inspect the gallery inside, but a bird in the open never looks like its picture in the birdie books. Or if it once did, it has changed its plumage and plunges you back into ignorant gloomage. That is why I sit here growing old by inches, watching the clock instead of finches. But I sometimes visualize in my gin the Audubon that I ought to been. That was Ogden Nash. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.